This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Former Parker Mayor Greg Lopez was selected as Colorado's Republican nominee yesterday to complete Congressman Ken Buck's term through the end of the year. Lopez is not a candidate in the crowded primary field to replace Buck next Congress.
I'm going to go there and do the best job that I can and represent this state and this district to the best of my ability.
It's expected Lopez's nomination will help Representative Lauren Boebert in her bid to fill the seat long term. Lopez previously directed the state's Small Business Association. He settled a lawsuit in 2020 filed by federal prosecutors saying he attempted to improperly influence the actions of the Small Business Administration he ran. It's likely Lopez will win the heavily Republican district. Demolition of a funeral home in Penrose is slated to start mid-April, KRCC's Andrew Chalfin reports.
Workers will spray a disinfectant and odor suppressant inside the Return to Nature funeral home. Contractors with the EPA will also mitigate rodents. The demolition comes after two delays related to debris disposal. Authorities found nearly 200 mishandled bodies there last year. The co-owners face charges including abuse of a corpse, money laundering, and forgery. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Respiratory virus trends in Colorado are moderating across a number of categories. There are now 95 COVID-19 patients hospitalized with confirmed cases. That's the lowest since August and far below peaks of the pandemic. Most utilities tracking the virus and wastewater reported flattening or declining trends. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 2:06.